This is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on 710 WOR.
Good morning, everybody. Steven Spielberg, we just heard from Joe Bartlett that he's objecting to Carl's Jr.'s naming a hamburger of the Spielberger.
Yeah, I think that would be flattering, wouldn't
you? I would be totally flattered. I don't know why he said cease and desist, and apparently they have. But I would be flattered if they called it the Riedler Burger.
Yeah, I'd have it medium rare. Give me a Riedel Burger or medium rare.
But wouldn't you want a piece of every burger that's being sold? That's
who?
I mean, if he could get 50 cents for every burger, maybe not so bad.
You think he needs a piece of the action from Carl's Jr.? I mean, the man directed some of the most successful movies of all time.
If you give it to one, everybody's going to take your name.
Well,
so
that's probably true. That's probably
that's the old argument. If you let one do it, I love
exactly.
that argument. Everyone's going to do it.
Can you imagine what a Len burger would taste like?
Ugh.
I don't want that. No way. But Spielberg has a movie out, Len, called Ready Player One.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
It doesn't, no. And it doesn't. The title really doesn't give you a sense of what it's about.
Let me read you this. Ready Player One is a 2011 science fiction novel. So it comes from a book. And the debut novel of Ernest Cline. The story set in the dystopian 2044 follows protagonist Wade Watts on his search for an Easter egg in a worldwide virtual reality game.
Okay, do you know what that means?
I have no idea. Clue.
None. Do you know what an Easter egg is in a video game?
No.
I don't. I know what an Easter egg is.
An Easter egg.
Oh, it's not?
It's not?
No.
It's not pink?
It's like a little hidden message inside of a game. They call those Easter eggs. So
why would they call this Ready Player One?
Well, let's ask Joe Neumeier.
Okay, we'll ask him in a second. Here's the trailer, the official trailer for Ready Player One.
My name's Wade Watts. My dad picked that name because it sounded like a superhero's alter ego, like Peter Parker or Bruce Banner. But he died when I was a kid, my mom too. And I ended up here. Sitting here in my tiny corner of nowhere, there's nowhere left to go. Nowhere. Except the Oasis.
I'm not rushing out to see that one. But let's let 710 AM WOR Movie Minute host Joe Neumeier try to persuade me otherwise. This dystopian sci-fi stuff.
Easter egg. What's the deal?
Doesn't grab me, Joe. What do you think of Ready Player One?
It doesn't grab me either, Michael. I'm not going to try and convince you to run out there. But I will say I'm giving it 3 out of 5 stars because it's visually really interesting. And it is Spielberg. So it's got a classic feel to it. The storyline is pretty easy to go from, you know, A to B. Let's just to recap, that trailer does a lot of it. The movie takes place in the year 2045. The world is obviously gone down the tubes, and everyone puts on these virtual reality glasses and escapes into something called the Oasis. And the Oasis is designed by a guy who's sort of looked at almost like a god now. He's almost like a Steve Jobs type guy. And he's dead, but he put these little keys all around this game that people can go into and play and kind of feel like they're sort of these avatars. And our hero has to try and get them and, of course, save the world and all that stuff. So that said, it reminds me almost of, like, you know when you're playing like an old Atari 2600 and
you're pong.
Right. And you're like, this is pretty cool. But then about 5 minutes later, you're like, is this really all there is? And that's kind of what this movie is. It's there's not much there. I think kids, you know, talk about kids today. It's got a lot of 80s and 90s sort of references because the idea is that the guy who created this virtual reality world loved stuff from the 80s. So you get a lot of references to Back to the Future and a few things from, like, you know, like the Iron Giant and a lot of sort of big pop cultural Gremlins, big pop.
How about any of Spielberg's 80s movies? Are they echoed in this?
He deliberately wanted to keep stuff out. So every so often you sort of see an echo. There's a dinosaur that looks like it's from Jurassic Park, but it could be any dinosaur. Godzilla makes an appearance. He wanted to leave stuff like that out. So while there's things like that maybe reference like Back to the Future, things that he produced, there's not a Jaws. There's no Raiders of the Lost Ark. There's no things like that. And in the book, from what I understand, I haven't read the book. From what I understand, the hero has to go in and kind of recite dialogue from movies to save the day. That's not in here, which is probably better because I think that would have gotten really annoying.
So,
Yeah, it's just it's a visually interesting movie, but I didn't really like Avatar. The Matrix is fine, but it's not that kind of stuff. So it's really not a great movie.
A lot of 80s references. Any Len Berman spanning the globe in there? Spanning the world in there?
I didn't make it?
You didn't make the cut?
Len. I'm sorry. You're not battling Mechagodzilla, unfortunately. No.
Let me ask you, what is this?
I pay money for that.
Well, this title, Ready Player One, really doesn't roll off the tongue. What does that mean?
Because it's a video game, and so as you go in there, you're the player or this kid is the player that he's playing his game. And by the way, not all the movie takes place in this virtual reality world, but when the kid puts on the glasses, the game essentially says, okay, you're ready, player one. It's like you're playing Pac-Man,
I see.
And it says ready, player one. It reminds me a lot of the movie in 2011 that Spielberg made called The Adventures of Tintin, which was based on a French comic book. That is the same kind of thing. That one didn't grab me either. It's
not
all
a hit.
Visual.
That wasn't a hit. Hey,
I don't think so.
Joe, just the other day we were going through a list of the best Steven Spielberg movies. I'm just curious, what would you put as number one?
The Raiders of the Lost Ark would be number one, absolutely. Then Close Encounters is number two. I love that a lot of people forget about? I like the War of the Worlds remake that he did in the early part of the century, like 2003 or so. I think that's great. Last night, all the Indiana Jones movies were on.
Well, they had E.T. This USA Today thing had E.T. as number eight. I thought it would have been higher than that.
And I like AI is really great. Minority Report is up there. I think that a lot of people kind of forget how solid all of those movies are and how entertaining they are, including even his dramas.
All right, Joe Neumeier, you really haven't convinced me on Ready Player One.
No.
I'm going to stay home and watch. I'm going to watch my favorite Spielberg movie, Jaws.
There you go.
Oh, and Jaws, of course.
Don't forget Schindler's List. I mean, that was pretty good, too.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joey. Have a good weekend.